Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello friends, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne Marie.
And friends, welcome back here to Studio Classroom. We have a brand new lesson and a brand new question. Here it is. Have you ever kept a toy or object because it was special to you? And why was it meaningful?
Definitely. I have kept several toys from my childhood. One of them I actually found at my parents' house earlier this year. It was a stuffed dog that I had made at a place called Build-A-Bear with my grandma. My grandma took me there, and it's a shop where you can put stuffing inside of a toy, and then it's a stuffed animal that you can keep. I brought it back home to share with my kids.
I definitely have a couple of stuffed animals from there and many others that were very special to me as a kid and I still have to this day. Well, we are talking about stuffed animals today in this article called Saving the World, One Teddy at a Time. Friends, let's jump right into it.
Saving the World, One Teddy at a Time. Giving stuffed toys a new lease on life. Many people feel sentimental about the stuffed toys they had as children. These toys may have gone on trips with them or been their comfort when they were sick. But what happens when those toys are no longer wanted?
Welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先，我们来看 sentimental 这个形容词，意思是多愁善感的、感伤的。譬如 ，Poppy's classmates write carefully in her cards because they know she is sentimental enough to keep them forever. Poppy 的同学很认真地在她的卡片上留言，因为他们知道她很重感情，会永远珍藏这些卡片。Sentimental 去掉字尾的 al 就会变成名词 sentiment， 意思是情感或是情操。譬如 ，He kept the broken watch out of sentiment because it came from his father。他出于怀念之情，一直保留着那只坏掉的手表，因为那是他父亲留下来的。最后来看形容词 nostalgic， 意思是怀旧的、乡愁的。譬如。The smallest library in the neighborhood makes Pam feel nostalgic about her childhood because it was the first one she visited as a kid. 社区里那间最小的图书馆让 Pam 对童年感到怀旧，因为那是她小时候去过的第一间图书馆。
Think about the toys that you loved the most when you were a young child. Do you still have them around?Maybe you don't care about them quite so much anymore, but they might be helpful and fun for someone else.
We see here our article says, giving stuffed toys a new lease on life. Now, we've said this word stuffed many times already, friends. Stuffed toys are soft toys that are filled with stuffing.There are several names that people call these by. Some people call them plush toys. Some people call them stuffed animals, or as I like to call them, stuffies. But actually, we don't call them dolls. So that is something to keep in mind here, friends.
That's a great point. Yeah, I grew up always calling these stuffed animals, even when the toy wasn't of an animal.
Oh, just it had to be soft.
Yeah, that's just the term that we used in our house.
Okay.Well, these are, as we see in our lesson, something that many people like to play with, especially children. And as you might imagine, friends, as you grow up, you might not need these stuffed toys so much. So they can maybe get a new lease on life.
A new lease on life. This word lease here is used in a very unique way, but this word lease originally just means a contract to rent something for a period of time.
So, for example, you might sign a lease for your apartment. That means that you can live there for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, and we see this in an idiom here. If something gets a new lease on life, it has a new opportunity to be useful. We'll hear more about that phrase later in our program.
Okay, let's find out how these stuffed toys get a second chance. Many people feel sentimental about the stuffed toys they had as children. These toys may have gone on trips with them or been their comfort when they were sick.
All right, that is true for so many young kids and even adults sometimes. If something is a comfort to you, it gives you a comfortable feeling, a feeling of physical or mental ease.
Let's use that word comfort in another sentence. This chair gives great comfort.
I think it's important for all of us to have something that gives us comfort, even if we're not still young kids. For me, sometimes that's even certain smells.
Yeah, different things can make you feel comfortable or at peace, or maybe when you're feeling upset, make you feel a little better.
All right, we have one more sentence here. But what happens when those toys are no longer wanted? If someone doesn't want to use them anymore, we're going to answer that question in just a moment. So let's go to our next reading.
Saving the world one teddy at a time. Many toys, especially stuffed toys, are made from artificial materials, which can take hundreds of years to decay. Because of this, some people consider it important to reuse or donate old toys instead of throwing them away. Despite this, they often end up in dumps.
Artificial 这个形容词意思是人造的、人工的。譬如 ，Surprisingly, high-quality artificial flowers sometimes look more attractive than fresh ones. 令人惊讶的是，高品质的人造花有时看起来比鲜花更吸引人。它的副词是 artificially， 意思是人工的。譬如 ，The questions were artificially generated.Which made the preparation less time-consuming for the interviewer. 这些问题是自动产生的，这使得面试官的准备工作更省时。与 artificial 意思类似的形容词是 synthetic， 意思是合成的、人造的。譬如 ，Some sportswear manufacturers prefer synthetic fibers because the materials dry quickly.有些运动服制造商比较喜欢合成纤维，因为这种材质干得很快。
All right, it's time to answer that question from earlier. What happens to these beloved toys when people just don't want them anymore?
It's a good question, Garrett. Even in my home, since I have young children, we have dozens of stuffed toys, stuffies, that my kids love to play with now.But I know when they get older, they might not want them anymore. Let's see what our lesson has to say.
All right, many toys, especially stuffed toys, are made from artificial materials, which can take hundreds of years to decay.
This word decay, friends, means to slowly break down or rot.
For example, the old wood began to decay. Things decay naturally. That's an important process.But sometimes artificial materials don't decay very fast.
No, and our lesson says they might take hundreds of years to decay. Imagine all of these old toys sitting in a landfill somewhere. Because of this, some people consider it important to reuse or donate old toys instead of throwing them away.
To donate. Yes, this is certainly something that I have done. When you donate something,You give it away for free, hoping that someone else will make use of it.
Sometimes people donate their old clothes to charity so that people can buy them at an affordable price or get them for free.
Yeah, a few years ago, I went home to my parents' house. A lot of my stuff was still in my bedroom, and my parents asked me to get rid of 2/3 of it. Most of it got donated to a charity shop.
That's a great way to get rid of old things instead of throwing them in the trash. We read on here, despite this, they often end up in dumps.
All right, we have a couple more words in that sentence, starting with that word despite. This means even though something is true, something else is also true.
Let's use despite in another sentence. Despite feeling tired, she still put a smile on her face.
Yeah, usually when we use that word, one of the things we're talking about is a negative thing.
Yeah, for sure. Just like we see in our lesson here. Even though many people like to donate old toys, a lot of times many of them still end up in the dump.
In the dump. This word just describes a place where trash is thrown away. Anne-Marie, earlier you said landfills. That's the same idea.
It is. And many old tools or many old toys or many things that we don't want anymore end up in dumps or end up in landfills. It's not great for the planet.
Yeah, and then no one is using those things, even though some of them are still perfectly fine.
Yeah, I think that's the sad thing about this to me is sometimes toys get thrown away just because kids are too old to use them anymore, not because the toy is broken or doesn't work.
All right, friends, we're not quite done yet. Right now, though, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? A new lease on life. A friend of mine found an old bike in his garage. It was rusty, the tires were flat, and honestly, it looked like trash. But after cleaning it, fixing the brakes, and adding some paint, it looked amazing. He started riding it every day. That bike got a new lease on life. This phrase means something or someone gets a fresh start. New energy, new purpose, or a second chance. It originally comes from renting. A lease is a contract to use something for a period of time. So a new lease means more time to keep going. For example, after the surgery, she felt like she had a new lease on life. Or the park got a new lease on life after the city repaired it. Here are a few other life phrases. Bring something to life means to make something exciting or real. For example, the actor brought the character to life on stage. Breathe new life into is very close to our main phrase. For example, the new manager breathed new life into the company. Get a life is very different. It's informal and can be a bit rude. It means someone should do something more interesting. For example, he spends all day complaining online. He should get a life. So whether it's a bike, a person, or even an idea, sometimes all it takes is a little change to give it new life. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Saving the world one teddy at a time. One UK company is trying to give old toys their best shot at a second chance. Loved Before collects unwanted stuffed toys, cleans and fixes them, and prepares them for adoption. Each toy, which already has its own name and story, is photographed. This helps people learn about its personality. Customers who visit the company's website can read these stories and choose a toy to bring home. Through programs like this, toys that might have been tossed out are saved. Small actions can make a difference. By finding new homes for old toys, people can keep these childhood companions out of landfills and give them a new lease on life.
Website 这个名词意思是网站、网页。譬如 ，The yearbook team does a good job of updating the school website weekly. 校刊小组在每周更新学校网站方面做得很好。而与 website 相关的 web page 是指网页。譬如 ，Each web page on the teacher's website displays artwork created by his students in class.这位老师的网站上的每个网页都展示了学生在课堂上创作的美术作品。另一个相关的字是 browser， 意思是浏览器。譬如 ，Sarah knows the pros and cons of using browsers like Chrome or Edge。Sarah 了解使用 Chrome 或 Edge 等浏览器的优缺点。And that's all for today's Language Lab. See you next time.
So we know the problem already. Many toys, especially stuffed toys, are just being thrown away into dumps or landfills. Let's talk about how one group is trying to fix the problem.
All right, this is a group located in the UK. Let's read about them together. One UK company is trying to give old toys their best shot at a second chance. There's some really great phrases here in this sentence.First, let's look at that phrase, best shot.
All right, this could describe your best effort or try at something. Here, we're talking about the best opportunity for something to happen.
Let's use it in another sentence. You need to give it your best shot. This just means to try your best. We also see this term second chance here. What does it mean, Garrett?
All right, a second chance is another opportunityMaybe after a failure, or in this case, another chance at being useful.
Here's a way you could use second chance in a sentence. Everyone deserves a second chance.
We see here Loved Before, that's the name of the company, collects unwanted stuffed toys, cleans and fixes them, and prepares them for adoption.
I like that we use the word adoption here, friends. This word means the act of legally taking a child or animal into your family. And as you see in this definition, yes, we are usually talking about a child or an animal, something that is alive, but here we're talking about stuffed animals.
Yeah, in the case of our normal use of adoption, we're talking about a child or an animal thatMaybe doesn't have a family or a home, and you're giving them a chance to have a better life. That's kind of what we're doing with these toys.
Yeah, I think that's why we've used the word adoption here. Let's read more about it. Each toy, which already has its own name and story, is photographed.
All right, this helps people learn about its personality. Customers who visit the company's website can read these stories and...choose a toy to bring home.
I went and did this, Garrett, because I am someone who loves stuffed animals, and I was also very curious, about what they are doing here. And I went on their website, and I also found their social media accounts. And it's really, really cute. They clean up the animals really well. They name them, they give them personalities, and they put them in cute little adoption boxes as well. And I did find on the website that these animals sell out quite quickly.
So does the company come up with the names, or are they from the original owner?
The company comes up with the names. People can donate their stuffed toys to this company so that they can find new homes for these animals.
All right, friends, let us keep on reading. We see here, through programs like this, toys that might have been tossed out are saved. Small actions can make a difference.
By finding new homes for old toys, people can keep these childhood companions out of landfills and give them a new lease on life. We're going to review that phrase in just a moment, but first let's talk about this word companions. What does it mean?
All right, companions essentially means a friend. You could be describing another person, maybe an animal, or even in this case, a toy.
Dogs, for example, make loyal companions. A companion is someone who stays with you through good times and bad times, and it's usually someone that is with you all the time. That's how many of these stuffed toys are for children. They are with the kids all the time. And so that's why we've used the word companion here.
Yeah, and we can think of another word with that, the word accompany. They are with you. They accompany you as companions.
That's right. Now, we see this phrase one more time that we talked about earlier, a new lease on life. This is a chance to live better or happier after difficulty.
All right. For example, a surgery might give you a new lease on life. Maybe you weren't able to walk very well, but you got your hip replaced. That would give you a new lease on life.
Yeah, another chance to have a good life or have a better quality of life when you went through something difficult.
All right, friends. Maybe you can check out this website as well, this company. See if there is a stuffed toy that you would like to adopt. Right now, let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加 consider 加 it 加 important 或 necessary 加 to 加原形动词的句型，它用来表达认为某件事是重要的、必要的，属于动词加虚受词 it 加受词补语加真受词的结构。真正的受词是后面的 to 加原形动词片语。而形容词或名词则作为受词补语，说明该行为的性质或评价。使用这个结构是因为 consider 无法直接以不定词片语做受词。来看这个例句 ：Many environmentalists consider it necessary to reduce plastic use in daily life. 许多环保人士认为在日常生活中减少塑胶使用是必要的。
At the beginning of our program today, friends, I answered a question, our talk about it question, and now I am going to ask Garrett the same one. Have you ever kept a toy or object because it was special to you? Why was it meaningful?
Oh, there are so many. That probably means I have too much stuff. But I do think of two stuffed animals I still have. They actually are kind of like twins.Two mice. One of them was my mom's when she was a young girl. Another was my aunt's. I still have them to this day.
Oh, that's really special. Do you have them in a special place or do you have them in your home?
They're back at my parents' house. One of them is called Mousy D. The other is Hurt Mousy.
That's really cute. I actually ended up giving a lot of my old toys away to my sisters when I was growing up because my sisters are quite a bit younger than me. But recently when I visited my parents' house, my sister had a box of her toys that she gave to me for my kids to play with as well. I really like the idea of toys being played with by more than one kid in different generations.
Yeah, it can be passed on. Sometimes, especially with stuffed animals, you need to take care of them. You can wash them up and put more stuffing in them.
Friends, how would you answer this question? Have you ever kept a toy or object because it was special to you? That's something you can talk about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.